This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's winter in the borderlands of southeastern Arizona, and at our home near the banks of the Ojalote, long, cold, dark mornings are the norm. And while we all wait, we being domestic and wild creatures, we all wait for light, hints of light as the sun slowly crests the Chiricahua Mountains. And if there are no clouds, that sun will bring some warmth. In warm winter days, boy, that works for me. Hey, one cold, dark morning while waiting for the sun, I was reading an article in a magazine about languages. In this article, specifically about languages in the country of India, and the loss of several hundred different languages spoken in that immense country of India. You know, and as the more I read, it hit me that, you know, when you lose a language, I mean, you lose history, you lose stories, you lose the song. So India is losing its history, its stories, its songs, its knowledge, right? And of course, I thought about North America. Hey, my mind was racing. It was early in the morning, but I had had my coffee. Anyway, in North America, and all the languages lost as North America was colonized. It's the same all around the world, isn't it? We lose all these languages. I mean, you must speak English. You must speak Spanish. You've got to speak Hindi. You've got to speak Russian. And all the way, all along that, you know, as we're doing that, we're losing all these languages. All the languages spoken in regions or small villages are lost. Their stories, their songs, their knowledge, lost. I'm not trying to depress you. My mind was just racing. I got to thinking about the languages that had been spoken around me, where I live in the borderlands, and not just human languages. There were plenty, but what about the creatures, all the creatures that don't understand politics and borders, right? And more we're losing those creatures. That's the truth. And we haven't even learned about them or learned their language. I'm sorry, that article got me going. But listen, we haven't learned the languages of the flora and fauna. That's the truth. Their history, their stories, their songs. I'll sing their songs. And you know, when we scrape the desert or we scrape the grassland, we're losing languages. Hey, I have a sheet of paper with a quote, and I keep it on my desk where I'm sitting right now. It's by the naturalist Henry Beston. It's a quote from his book, The Outermost House, A Year on the Great Beach of Cape Cod. It came out in the late 1920s. I bet you a lot of people have some of his writing on their desk as well. But let me read you this one I have on my desk. This is Henry Beston from about 1928, I think. We need another and a wiser and perhaps a more mystical concept of animals. In a world older and more complete than ours, they move finished and complete, gifted with extensions of the senses we have lost or never attained, living by voices we shall never hear. They are not brethren. They're not underlings. They are other nations, caught with ourselves in the net of life and time, fellow prisoners of the splendor and travail of the earth. Ah, that's beautiful. Well, there are many languages spoken in the borderlands, and the borderlands are beautiful. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.